Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Shot in the Dark. I'm your host, John Cena Evil here. Let's get right down to it. AEW Dark Elevation starts with Jay Lethal taking on Jorah Joel from the AHFO, beating him with the lethal injection. And then after the match, Matt Hardy, he throws Jose the Assistant's tablet at Jorah Joel and tells him that unless he does something in the future to heavily impress him, his career will be deleted. So it looks like little by little, Matt Hardy and his erratic behavior is slowly shutting down the AHFO, it looks like. We have the Battle of the Colors as Red Velvet defeats Sky Blue. During the match, Layla Hirsch comes out to watch Red Velvet, but it doesn't distract her as she hits Just Desserts for the win. Frankie Kazarian defeats Allen Five Angels. Angels has a dangly earring, and this made Paul White and Mark Henry extremely mad and saying that they were in the ring with him, they would put him in a headlock and pull off the dangly. So I never realized that danglies get these guys so upset. Kazarian wins by submission by reversing and putting Angels in the chicken wing. Dyla Rose, Diamante, and Emi Sakura defeated the team of LMK, Kayla Sparks, and Paris Vandale. Diamante made LMK submit for this match. LMK, also known as Little Mean Kathleen, and Kayla Sparks was the woman who appeared on both Rampage and SmackDown this past Friday. Lance Archer destroyed Fuego del Sol. Fuego tried, but Lance just toyed with him. He even played with the audience a little bit, and he got the win with the blackout. Layla Hirsch defeated Willow Nightingale. Hirsch wins by submission with an armbar after dodging Willow's moonsault and taking her down with a running knee. And the last match here was Evil Uno and Stu Grayson of the Dark Order defeating the Chaos Project with Evil Uno pinning Serpentico after they hit the fatality. Tuesday's AEW Dark, this is from the Orlando Universal Studios. Lee Johnson defeats Darian Bengtson with the Brain Dog. Sunny Kiss defeated Ashton Smith with a corkscrew kick. And Kiss actually had a little segment here explaining the theme song from the Who We Are soundtrack. The Acclaimed defeated B-Jack and Donovan Isalina. Anthony Bowens pins Isalina after Max Caster hits the mic drop. Not going to recap the freestyle here because it really isn't that good. Step your bars up, Caster. Marina Shafir defeated Danielle Camella. Camella is the former Vanessa Bourne from NXT. This is her first match in over 2 years after being released from WWE. Shafir gets a submission win after trapping Camella's head and leg in this nasty-looking submission move. Dante Martin defeated Jack Evans. This is Jack Evans' first match since October. He is back from Mexico. And Dante Martin gets the pin after 7 minutes with a nosedive in a fun and fast match. Abaddon defeated Sahara 7 quickly with a cemetery drive. Diamante defeated Viperous with the Code Red. Kiera Hogan defeated Kelsey Reagan with a roundhouse kick. Sorry if I'm not really going into depth in these matches, as nothing really happened in these matches. They were just really quick showcases here. But the next match was really good, as Daniel Garcia takes on the current Ring of Honor Pure Champion Josh Woods with a gotch-style pod driver in almost 7 minutes. This is probably the best AEW Dark match I've seen in quite some time, as both men look competitive. Really good match here. I would love to see these guys get another 15 minutes in a ring, possibly one day. Who knows? With Shane, Swerve, Strickland showing up in Ring of Honor, Supercard of Honor, maybe we'll see guys like Daniel Garcia and other people in AEW show up there. Sean Dean defeated Will Austin with the deal. And the last match, Orange Cassidy and Willa Yuta defeated Aaron Solo and Nick Camarado, with Yuta pinning Solo after an orange punch from Orange and a German suplex for the win. NXT UK, a male defeated Zaya Brookside with the Hopebreaker. This is Brookside's first match since November. Backstage, Siskala announces that Noam Dar will defend the Heritage Cup against Joe Coffey, and Shaw Samuels will take on Mark Coffey. Dave Mastiff had Jack Starrs cut holes in Pretty Deadly's shirts as part of his training, so that's going to set up a tag match. Rohan Raja defeated Danny Jones with the Seek and Destroy, and after the match, DeFamilia comes in and attacks Jones. We see a video with Eddie Dennis whispering in the ears of Tyson T-Bone and Primate, so it looks like they're coming for a comeback. And then we get this mysterious video with a truck driver who's driving, and he stops, and he finds some hair on the floor outside. He's like in a forest somewhere, and he sees like this very beast-looking figure just running around in the trees or the woods. The first person that pops in my head is the former tag team partner of Primate, Wild Boar, when they were part of the Hunt. We haven't seen him since January of 2021, so just by his like mask that he was wearing, it kind of seems like something the Wild Boar would wear. But maybe they'll surprise me and it'll be somebody else. A-Kid stops Charlie Dempsey backstage and tells him that he thought he was better than that with his recent doings with DeFamilia. Andy Shepherd introduces Mako Satomura. They show highlights of her title reign and present her with flowers, but before she can say much, Isla Dawn interrupts her with this really spooky-looking entrance with the lights and everything. They took advantage of no fans being there. And she pretty much asks for a title shot and takes out Satomura and steals her flowers. Ilya Dragunov also accepted Nathan Frazier's challenge, so we'll be seeing that match next week. In the main event here for the NXT UK Tag Team titles, Mustache Mountain defeats Oliver Carter and Ashton Smith. Tyler Pate pins Smith at the very last second. Trent Seven pushes Smith's legs off the ropes. So it shouldn't have been a pinfall, so we probably will see a rematch for this. Impact Wrestling, this is their first show after No Surrender. So we have, before the Impact, Ace Austin and Mike Bailey, the newly formed team here, the reluctant team, I guess we can say, defeated the team of Jake Something and Trey Miguel with Austin rolling up Something for the pin. Moose starts the main show and says that even though he is still world champion, everybody is talking about Eddie Edwards, and they shouldn't, and they should talk about him defeating guys like Josh Alexander, Matt Cardona, and W. Morrissey, and then he gets interrupted by Heath, Don't Call Me Slater, who pretty much challenges Moose. Moose says he doesn't care about him, he doesn't care about anybody, especially Heath's kids, so Heath attacks Moose, and then, We get this backstage segment with Moose in Honor No More, where he tells them that, you know, he's not going to bother them as long as they don't get in his way. So Scott D'Amore kind of questions Moose and saying, you know, what kind of champion are you, just letting them do whatever they want here? And then he just makes the match official for Sacrifice, with Moose taking on Heath. The Impact Digital Media Championship in a Dot Combat No Disqualification match. Matt Cardona defeated Jordan Grace, and since it was an internet-based match, they reveal a bag of cell phones to use as weapons, kind of like you would do with the tax, instead it's cell phones. We also get a computer mouse, and Cardona gets the win after rolling Grace up and holding the ropes after tossing Grace into a chair in the corner. The Inspiration and the Influence have a scuffle backstage with Madison Rayne getting smacked by Cassie Lee, setting up a singles match, and they will finally have their tag team match at the upcoming pay-per-view, Sacrifice. Bhupinder Gujar defeated John Skyler with a middle rope spear. And then Brian Myers is doing alternate commentary for this match, and after the match, W. Morrissey comes out and attacks Myers, but John Skyler stops him, so Skyler gets powerbombed through Myers' commentary table instead. We have another open challenge from Deonna Purrazzo with her two titles. Lady Frost comes out, and she accepts the challenge for the Reina de Reinas title, but Deonna Purrazzo gets the win with the Venus de Milo, and after the match, Giselle Shaw comes to the ring and kind of shows herself off while Frost was trying to get up. Jay White cuts a promo backstage about the new Bullet Club with Doc Gallows, Carl Anderson, and Chris Bay, and says that it was all business and he had to kick G.O.D. out of the Bullet Club as he had to shed the dead weight and replace them with a better tag team in the Good Brothers. They get interrupted by Violent by Design, who said that they are owed a tag team title shot after helping them out. Then they get interrupted by Gorillas of Destiny, and they all get into a brawl with Violent by Design and G.O.D., realizing they're all standing on the same side for this one. Jonah defeated Zicky Dice quickly with a sit-out powerbomb. After the match, he hit him with a top rope splash, and a backstage Gail Kim tells him that he couldn't do that. So Jonah says that maybe he should give me some better competition, and Gail Kim gives him PCO for Sacrifice. And then Johnny Swinger comes in for some reason and says that he's been training, and he wants Jonah next week, so expect another squash. We get Mickie James and Chelsea Green are in Gail Kim's office pitching a match for Sacrifice, but Tasha Steeles and Savannah Evans interrupts them, so Gail Kim makes a match for next week with Tasha Steeles versus Chelsea Green, and the winner of that will get Mickie James at Sacrifice. The main event here was Matt Taven, Kenny King, and Mike Bennett of Honor No More defeating Rich Swann, Chris Sabin, and Willie Mack. Mike Bennett pins Willie Mack after him and Taven hit the Proton Pack, and then after the match, Honor No More introduces Eddie Edwards. The Impact roster tries to confront and stop him, but Scott D'Amore kicks them out, saying that they have to let Edward explain his actions, which he does, and he says that he has history with Honor No More in Ring of Honor and felt betrayed when Ring of Honor went under, and he's with Honor No More because they have identified the corruption in this industry, and he stands with them to expose the dishonor in Impact Wrestling, and the corruption involves opening the door and letting people like Kenny Omega come in and win their title, and people like Rich Swann, Sami Callihan, and Moose all failed, and Impact Management chose Josh Alexander instead of giving Eddie Edwards the chance to challenge for the title. And he knew that Impact had Honor No More and zero faith in him. And then his wife, Alicia Edwards, comes out and questions what the hell Eddie is doing, and says that Alexander brought the title back home, and Eddie needs to stop bitching and be with his real life. Eddie says his real friends, and then Eddie says that Honor No More is his real family, and tells Alicia to make up her mind on whose side she wants to be on, and he walks off with Honor No More. So the show ends with, what will Alicia do? NWA USA has Natalia Markova coming out and challenging Camille for a title shot, but instead Mae Valentine comes out, and they get into each other's faces again. This is the inevitable fight that will somehow get some way. And then Raven tries to break them up, and then Medusa comes out, and Medusa kicks out Raven. I feel like every week is the same thing with these people. Homicide defeated Alex Taylor with the Koji Cutter, and Doug Williams defeated Jay Bradley with a roll-up. NWA Power had the second Power Trip show. We have the Fixers, and we're about to take on the OGK in a no disqualification match, but Billy Corgan comes out and says that this match has turned from a no disqualification to a regular match and is now going to become a first round match in the Crockett Cup tournament. I've never seen like a no disqualification match get switched to a regular match and fans actually cheer, but it's NWA where things are different. So Wrecking Ball Ligurski pins Matt Taven after the Fixers hit a double brainbuster, so they advance in the Crockett Cup, which will be coming up in a couple of weeks. Mike Knox defeated the Pope after whipping him into an exposed turnbuckle. This is the Pope's return after being taken out a couple months back when he had that ugly injury by Matt Cardona, who threw him into the ring post. So good to see him back here, but he does get the loss here. In the main event for the NWA National Championship, Anthony Mayweather defeats Chris Adonis to become the new champion with a surprise roll-up, so nice little finish here. NXT Level Up has James Drake defeating Zion Quinn with a roll-up and a little bit of help from Zach Gibson at ringside, and after the match, Zion Quinn attacks Gibson, so we'll probably be seeing that match. Electra Lopez surprisingly defeated Saray with a little bit of help of Legado del Fantasma on the outside. Joe Gacy and Harlan take on Jacket Time, and they get the win with Joe Gacy pinning Ikeminjiro after a standing splash. New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong, we have Carl Fredericks defeated Ethan HD, making his debut here with the Manifest Destiny. Ethan is a local wrestler from Defy Wrestling, so he got a pretty good reaction here from the Seattle crowd. El Fantasmo has his first match in Strong since October, and he defeats Matthew Raywalt with a top rope moonsault. This is Raywalt's first match since September, as he's been doing commentary on Impact Wrestling. And the main event for the New Japan Pro Wrestling Strong Openweight title, Tom Lawler defeated Taylor Rust with a rear naked chokehold in a close to 20-minute match. This is a very good match, I definitely would recommend. This is Tom Lawler's seventh defense here. And after the match, Tom Lawler asks who was going to step up next, and then Carl Fredericks comes out. So Taylor teases the match starting right then and there, gets a referee in the match, has a title held up and everything, and then right before he takes the title and he leaves, so we are not getting this match just yet. WWE main event had Veer Mahan defeated Apollo Crews after Commander Aziz tries to interfere and fails, so Veer Mahan's main event undefeated streak continues. And then Liv Morgan defeated Queen Zelina after Carmella tried to interfere and fail as well. This is Zelina's main event debut. And the only WWE Network edition of the week was an episode of ICW Fight Club. That is it for me this week. You guys can catch me here next week for another episode of Shot in the Dark. Fire, Frank, I'm coming for you.